Thank you, sir. And thank the Lord today for his many, many blessings and just permit me to be able to be on this radio station today. I've come forth today to be a light and a help, that God may use me, that he may speak through me to you and to deal with your heart. And most of all, if you're not saved, you get saved. That's what the most important thing in all the world is, souls being saved and people coming to God and seeing themselves as a sinner, being changed, being made a brand new creature in Christ. And time is very short. Time is quickly passing away. And the Lord's coming back real soon. People are dying every day. People are dying and sin and going to hell every day. And I tell you, it's God sent his son in the world to die for them, to keep them from dying in sin and going to hell. And the way is made, and the price has been paid. And I'm here to tell you today that you can come and drink of living water where you'll never thirst again. And that will make you whole. That will change your life completely. And not only that, you'll have your sins forgiven. And you'll belong to God. You'll be a child of God. And he will justify you by the blood of his son. And therefore you'll stand righteous because he is righteous. And not on your own righteousness. The Bible said that our righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God. There's nothing good that we can do. There's no way we can justify ourselves to get to heaven by anything that we can do. It's only by salvation. It's only by what God said, that we must believe on whom he has sent. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You must come. You got to repent. John the Baptist come on the scene, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent or perish. The Lord Jesus came and he preached repent or perish. And the same message today is repent. Repent or perish. You're going to perish. You're going to die in sin and you will go to hell. Jesus wrote about that in his own words about hell. He talked about fear of the one that's not only to kill the body, but also the body and the soul that will be cast into hell. But I tell you, you must fear God. You must come to God. You must humble yourself. And the Bible said we have sinned. I know in Isaiah chapter number 64, it talked about that. Verse number 5, it we'll read that today. And I know the Lord is speaking to folks today about your sins and about the condition that you are in. And the Bible said, verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. And those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we all are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags. All our righteousness is as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. He talked about that. We have sinned, and our righteousness is filthy rags. And there's nothing good that we can do to be justified to get to heaven. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the door that leads to the sheepfold. He's that way. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. No man can come up any other way. You got to come through Jesus. You see, he is that door. There's only one door to get to heaven. There's not many doors. There's not many avenues. There's not just whatever makes you feel good. Whoever you want to believe on, God knows and God understands, and you just do what you want to do. Believe on whom you want to believe in, but it's not so. I tell you, the Bible said the devils believe and tremble, but they're not saved. You got so many people running after sin. And the Bible talked about that in the law of Moses where God dealt with them, and he told Moses and to warn the people, and he told them about their sin. But he said, if you just, in other words, love me and worship the Lord thy God, in whom the only whom thou shalt serve, and not to have any other idols and any other gods and those type of things. He said, if you'll serve me, if you'll worship me, if you will do the things that are right in my eyes, then I will bless you. I will bless your land. I will bless all these things. But if you don't, then he talked about he would bring the enemies upon them, that he would bring them confusion of faces and all these types of things, that judgment is going to come down upon them if they did not serve the true and the living God. This was God's chosen people, the land of Israel, the people of Israel, and they turned their back on God. They did not humble themselves. No doubt they justified themselves and said, I'm okay, I'm doing what God wants me to do. But they were in confusion. They were in darkness, and there they were. They ran after their own ways and things, and the Lord had to deal with them. He brought judgment upon them. The Lord is very righteous in all that he does. And the book of Daniel talks about the same thing. Daniel chapter number 9, it talked about it. And in verse number 15, it also talked about, and now, O Lord our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renown. And at this day we have sinned. We have done wickedly. We have sinned. He talked about it here in the few verses above that, about that God is righteous in all that he does, and that he deals with them. Verse 14, therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For our Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. We didn't obey his voice. We didn't do his commandments. We didn't follow him and do the things that please him. And he said, if you don't do these things, then these things are going to come to pass. I'm going to cause you to go in captivity. I'm going to cause your enemies to prevail over thee. You're going to plant the seed and your enemy's going to eat it. You're going to labor in vain, basically. You're not going to have profit. You're going to lose out because you've turned your back on me. You've puffed yourself up with pride and you're not humbled yourself. But he said, if you'll humble yourself, then there's mercy. The Lord, with him, there's mercy. Thank God for that today. And he has mercy upon all of his people. He has mercy upon the sinners. But you must humble yourself. If you want to be saved today, if you want to get right with the Lord, you must humble yourself and come to God and swallow your pride and get it out of your life and just know that you're a needy creature and come unto him and pray unto him. Open up your heart unto him and cry out to him. He's there. He's waiting and willing and ready to save all that will come unto him. He said, all that come unto me, I will no wise cast him out. I will no wise cast him out, but I will have mercy upon him and I will save him. That's what he's talking about in verse 4 of chapter 9. It said, and I prayed unto the Lord my God in my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keep in the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. And he said, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly, and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. He said, we have departed from your precepts and your judgments and things that you've wrote unto us and you commissioned us and you've told us and you directed us through the men of God that how we ought to live and how we ought to do and how we ought to serve you and not to turn our backs on you, not to be lifted up in pride. He said, but they have sinned and they've turned their back. And he said, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but to us confusion of faces, as it is this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and those that are far off through all the countries, whether thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. And that's what sin does. It does bring confusion. It brings confusion and it brings chaos. And it talked about how they would even run and how they would, no doubt, even when the enemy didn't pursue them, they begin to be in confusion and really their minds being overwhelmed and the devil tormenting them and things of the sort because of the fact they hadn't turned their heart to God like they should. And therefore the Lord had to bring judgment upon them. God is righteous when he brings judgment down. People say and they look, say, why would God do such a thing? Well, why would man do such a thing? Why would man turn their back on God who created the earth and everything in and gives us air to breathe and food to eat and meets all of our needs. And why would man do such a thing? Why would man go out and say that he's his own God? Why would a man just turn their back on the Almighty God? But see, God is righteous and just in all that he does, and he brings forth judgment. He has to, because he is a holy, righteous God, and he has to deal with sin. And there's going to come a time that he's going to deal with sin. He's going to deal with the sin of this world. And I tell you, he's going to destroy this world by fire. I believe that. He's coming back, and he's going to get his people out. And when he gets his people out of here, pure hell's going to break loose. And that's why it hadn't already broke loose, because God's people are still here. God's people are still praying. There's some that are praying and laboring and calling on God and saying, have mercy upon us, and have mercy upon America, and have mercy upon this, Lord, all the sin and all the corruption that's going on in our nation today. God, have mercy upon our nation. And the Lord has been merciful. He's heard prayer, and that's why he's gave us more time. And I tell you, that's why he's give us the present he's given to us now, because the Lord has had a little more mercy upon America. America's going this way down. America's not perfect. America has made a lot of mistakes, and it's full of sin. But I tell you, we are a Christian nation, and we ought to live like it. We ought to walk like it, and people around the world ought to see and know the America who we serve. But they look and they see all the prostitution, they see all the drugs, they look at all the murder, and they look at all the things that are going on. And God, have mercy upon us. And I'm so glad that my Lord is merciful to us, and he helps us, and he has mercy upon us. If it wasn't for that, then we would all be consumed. But the Lord's mercies are renewed every morning, because passions never fail, and we must cry out to him, and he will help us. But Daniel was praying. He was one that was standing in the gap, making up the hedge. They were down there, and he talking about, prophesying about, no doubt, the captivity of Israel when King Babylon came down. And he was talking about this here in chapter number 9, when it was the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus. I'll get this out in just a moment. Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, which had made king over the realm of Chaldeans. And it was this time when the Lord began to give him understanding about the books. He had the books about the 70 years of desolation of Jerusalem. He talked about these type of things, and I tell you, they went down in captivity because of their sins today. And I hope and pray today that you'll have some fear about you today. I hope and pray that you will look at yourself, and just like Daniel did as he began to pray for himself and for the people, he said, we have sinned. And that's the first step of ever getting saved. You got to see that you have sinned. You got to see that you sinned. If you want to get right with the Lord and you're saved, you got to see yourself. You got to know that you sinned, to be honest about it, and humble yourself and come to God like that. He's there and willing and ready to save and forgive and to strengthen and renew you back into fellowship if you've been saved. If you're not saved, my prayer to God is that you get saved, that you'd come to know him today. You're missing out on life. You're wasting time. You're wasting the good years of your life, because sin is just confusion, it's problems, it's headache. But I tell you, when you get saved, when you get born again, your life will change. You'll have a peace like you never known. He'll give you that great peace which loved the law, and nothing shall offend him. He will give it to you. He'll give you salvation. He'll be your God. You'll be his. And I tell you, he'll lead you and guide and direct you. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. He'll give you the Holy Spirit of God to live and reign in your life until the day of redemption. But I tell you, that's all it takes. It's a broken heart and a contrite spirit, seeing yourself, then calling on the name of Jesus, and he'll save you. But I say my time's quickly come and gone, and God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.